is getting them points every day. So I think Stevenson wins this one. Wouldn't be surprised if Central Lake keeps it close, but I think Stevenson wins also.
All right, and of course in Division II of the eight-player football, the North Huron Warriors on the road in the land of bridges, Portland, St. Patrick, who has 51 playoff points, North Huron 49.
When I saw that Portland St. Patrick beat Flint International last week, I thought this was an easy pick. Flint International representing the NCTL Stars. When I dove in deeper and started discovering a little bit more about Portland St. Patrick, I started switching my view and came around. North Huron has a chance. North Huron not only has a chance, I'm picking North Huron to win this game, and this is not alumni Paul Adams, because I don't do that stuff anymore.
anymore
is the key word.
Well, hey, when you're young, you know, you're getting into the business, you kind of do that stuff. But I'm beyond that point. I truly believe that North Huron is going to win this game. There's just something really special brewing over there. They have a lot of momentum, belief, and it's a team that doesn't quit. And when the chips are down, North Huron's been able to find ways to make plays to win games, and I think they're going to find a way again today.
I hope you're right, but looking at last week's game, I just can't believe how handily Portland St. Patrick won that game. I think Portland St. Patrick will be favored in this game. I'm going to pick them to win, but I'd rather see North Huron win. Obviously, I'm rooting for them.
And, Paul, when the chips are down, what do you need to do? You need to fire up chips.
Yes, sir.
All right, moving on, and, of course, the game in front of us, the Lakers in Pahuam, Westphalia, heading off in about, 34 minutes, and the winner of this one will take on either Breckenridge or Lake City.
Admittedly, don't know anything about either team. Really haven't looked that far ahead. Obviously, Lake City's undefeated, but neither one of these teams have a real rich football tradition. I would go with Lake City just because, I mean, they have a ton of playoff points, but really not a lot of tradition there and not much to go off of.
That's a home game for Lake City as well. They have way more playoff points, not even close. I think Lake City wins this game just based on lack of knowledge, but seeing what's in front of me, I'll go with Lake City there, obviously playing the winner of this game.
And it should be noted, Clark, Crystal Falls Forest Park did defeat Pickford. That was last night. So Crystal Falls Forest Park is in the state championship game awaiting the winner of North Huron and Portland St. Patrick today.
Yes, indeed, of course. And, of course, the game in front of us, the WLU Sports Game of the Week, the Pahuam Westphalia Pirates at the Lakers, and our experts have their predictions in. We'll see if they're a good meteorologist or a standard meteorologist, as all three are taking Pahuam Westphalia. Paul P. Adams by 20, Doug Cole 24, and Dave Hansen at 18. You're listening to the WLW Sports Network. We will take a short break. When we return, we'll take a look at the Pahuam Westphalia Pirates. Kickoff in 32 minutes on Sports Radio 102.1.
Where do you go when your vehicle needs heating, cooling, or air conditioning repair? Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They are the specialists that will give you a permanent repair. They have the expert knowledge, the proper equipment, and parts to do the job right. Cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. They even do full-service mechanic work. Stop by for a free cooling system inspection to be sure your heater is working properly for winter.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we'll properly diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. We've been serving the area for over 65 years and offer fast and professional service. That's Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe, a good place to take a leak.
There are a lot of good reasons why people from all over the Thumb and Great Lakes Bay Area head for more Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring when they need newer transportation. Many of those reasons are the large selection of new and GM certified pre-owned pickups, SUVs, and cars to choose from on the lot. Other reasons revolve around higher trade-in allowances and great service after the sale. For new or used, repair or replace, get your new Chevrolet and find new roads and more Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25 and Sebring. Call 989-883-2100 or visit www.moreshoreline.com.
Hey, why are you holding your cell phone above your head, man? People are staring. Come on.
I'm trying to get enough signal to get this email to send out. I tried making a call, but that's impossible in this area.
Since when's it impossible? Let me see your phone. Oh, I see the problem here. You got one of those national carriers for your cell phone provider.
Well, duh. They say they have the best service.
Sure. Like, right here?
Well, not right here, but everywhere else.
No way, man. Not only does Thumb Cell cover the Thumb better than anyone else, but they got superior nationwide service, too. They got coverage like a baby on a bottle, like butter on bread, like tie-dye on a hippie, like bugs on a windshield, like fleas on a dog, like flies on... Well, you get it. Thumb Cell has you covered everywhere.
Thumb Cellular, with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky. The talk of the Thumb.
Countryside Sales and Service of Sewing knows you'll be farming and trucking into the late 9 hours. Well, their shop and parts department will still be open too. They're open 6 days a week and late Tuesday through Friday nights. They hope your breakdowns are few, but they know things happen at the worst times. So if you need Cat, Kenworth, and Mack trailer parts, tires, and custom hydraulic hoses, you can call ahead for parts pickup. Countryside sells what they run. Countryside wishes everyone a safe harvest. On your way through Owendale, stop at Stack's Market to fuel up and get rolling fast. Their diesel pump and backup are working. Open 7 days, Stack's Market, like a little truck stop without showers. If you're considering either new or additional grain handling facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Whether you need a minor repair or site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MCN Nico grain dryers. They provide expert site design and millwright services. They maintain a huge inventory of replacement parts. Need a lift? DS Services has certified crane operators and 3-truck and all-terrain cranes ranging from 40 to 55 ton capacity with up to 185 feet of reach, suitable for maneuvering any job site. DS Services crane rental is the perfect choice for your truss job or any other lifting need. Visit DSServicesInc.com or call 989-872-3318. 872-3318.
You're listening to the WLW Sports Network, home of Sports Radio 102.1 with Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Doug Cole, and Kayla O'Neill with your call today from Laker Country, as it is the regional action. Just 8 teams remain in the state in Division 7. Well, for the 7th straight year, the Pulwama West Philly Pirates find themselves in the regional championship. To put that in perspective, ever since this year's seniors have been in 6th grade, the Pirates of PW have made a deep playoff run. In their 6 regional finals, the Blue and Gold have won 5 of them. In those 6 years, Pulwama Westphalia has also made it to the state semifinals 5 times, Ford Field 3 times, and won state championship a year ago in 2016.
Now they're trying to make it 3 straight years to Detroit on Thanksgiving weekend, and we noticed their final Associated Press state rankings was number 3 behind just St. Francis and the recently defeated New Lothrop team, with Lakers at number 4.
So, with Pulwama Westphalia Pirates being so comfortable in the postseason, they arrive to Laker Country after a cold and early bus ride. But it goes without saying that the helmsman of the Pirates, Jeremy Miller, will have his team ready for battle. Since taking over as head coach in 2013, Miller has had his team on a 57-7 blitz. For those keeping score at home, that's an .890 batting average.
He also told the Lansing State Journal before the season began that his team needs to have the same sense of urgency they had last season. They did lose 16 players from that state championship squad, but it's clearly still on a good run.
The biggest name that is missing from PW's roster from a year ago would be Jared Smith. The All-State running back ran for over 2,500 yards last season, and the year before, 3,250. This year, the Pirates are relying more on the arm of returning play caller Jimmy Lehman.
Jimmy Lehman, a senior quarterback. He's a big kid, 6'4". He plays defensive end on the other side of the ball. That gives you a perspective of what size this kid is. Last week against New Lothrop, he was 7 of 18 passing, 158 yards, and 3 touchdowns. He did throw a pick, which is something that Lakers defense is going to have to be aware of. He is a little bit of a gunslinger at times. You're going to have to take the ball away when you have those opportunities.
One of Lehman's main targets is Garrett Trywaller, who brought in 4 passes for 116 yards and 2 scores last week. But the offense is not the only weapon that Pulwama Westphalia brings to the table. Their defense has been holding strong enough through 11 weeks of the season.
They have 4 shutouts, 2 one-touchdown games on their resume. Since losing in week 1, they gave up 28 points, have not allowed more than 14 points in a game. Other than last week's game, again, last week against New Lothrop, they blocked a field goal. They returned one for a touchdown. In week 6 against Langsburg, their defense allowed negative 17 yards rushing on the night. So this team can get after the football.
Through 11 weeks, the Central Michigan Athletic Conference champions are allowing just 7.1 points on defense while scoring 38.6 on offense. kickoff of